Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3469 BN. Today's date is October 7th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Kamala Harris Fake Poll Numbers Implode. Deep State Ready to Shift into Phase 2. Stage Set. Talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view. Lakey told reporters his personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, "Best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you." So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22. Or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. You can see that their plan is completely and utterly falling apart. Remember, for them to cheat in the election, they need someone to do halfway decent. They need some poll numbers, because they can't have someone that's polling at 1-2% and make everything up with the ballots. Now, can they try to stop people from going to the polls so they can use their names, their social security numbers, and this way they can make it make sense? Yes, they could try to do that, and we could see this might be happening out in North Carolina, maybe in Florida, because there's another hurricane that is now heading towards Florida, and it's going to hit the specific area of Tampa, Sarasota, and those red areas. But is that going to be enough for them? I don't think so. And what we're seeing right now is Kamala Harris's poll numbers, they're imploding like we've never seen before. And since what has been happening out in North Carolina, people are starting to really understand and realize that Kamala, she cannot do the job. I think they knew this before, but I think this is confirmation. Now, as we move through October, I do believe we're going to see other events hit. And I do believe the deep state players, they're going to have to shift their tactics. Now, they can keep her, try to ride this out and move into phase two, which I do believe is post-election. But I do believe they're going to try to make a move pre-election before we get to phase two. And I do believe the stage has been set for all of this, because no matter which way they turn, they are in trouble. And you can see they're losing control over the fake poll numbers. Remember, the poll numbers that you're seeing on ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, Fox, and the rest, these are poll numbers to make you to convince you that Kamala is very, very close to Trump. And they do this so they can use the ballot to actually convince you that she won. Now, can you imagine if they gave you the real poll numbers? Let's say they use the internal polls that Trump is getting, that Kamala and Obama is getting, and they show everyone, yeah, Kamala's poll numbers are 10%. She's polling at 10%. And now we have the election, and all of a sudden she wins. Would anyone really believe this? No, they wouldn't. The people would go, that doesn't make any sense. She was polling at 10%. She was polling at maybe 15, but she won the election. Something doesn't make sense. This is why they do this. The problem with all this is now people, they are now shying away from Kamala. more and more people are waking up. And I do believe that it's getting very, very difficult for the deep state players to actually convince people that these poll numbers are real, especially when you start to look at the betting markets, you start to see the separation now. And this is going to make it very, very difficult for the pollsters to try to convince everyone that Kamala still has a chance. And I do believe this is why either, number one, they're going to have to give her a boost. So how would they give her a boost? Well, they could remove Biden, put her as the acting president, hoping that this would boost her up and people would look at her and look, she's very presidential. Now vote for her. The problem with that is going to be if something else happens in this country, like war, like an economic disaster or an event, and she can't handle that, this will not help her in the end. That little boost is going to completely implode on her. So what's the next thing after that? They can actually replace her. Maybe she comes down with an illness or something, swap someone in and say, this is your new candidate. And this candidate has no baggage or anything with Kamala, with Biden, anything that they've done. And this is someone new, someone fresh, and someone that's popular. Now, yes, they could do that. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but they could do this. We've seen crazier things. Or they could wait and say, okay, there's nothing we can do at this point. Trump has the people. No matter what we do, we cannot create the ballots. We cannot override the amount of people that are voting for him because it's just too big to rig. So we're going to have to get him on the back end. We're going to have to shift into phase two, and we're going to have to say the elections were manipulated and a foreign government actually manipulated the elections. And I do believe this falls right into what Trump wants them to do. Because again, think about it. If they're now telling you that the elections were manipulated and we don't know who won and it was a foreign government that manipulated, well, couldn't they have done this back in 2020? Couldn't they have done this in every single other election? So it's not that far-fetched because remember, they told us the elections were safe and secure. Now they're creating the narrative that they're not, which means people are going to question 2022. People are going to question 2020. And now people are going to say, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? That's why it didn't make sense back then. Was there a foreign entity manipulating the election back then to make Biden win? And yes, people are going to have this question. The other part of this is I do believe Trump wants to use paper. He wants to use voter ID. He wants to use one-day voting. He wants to show the American people that we are the majority. We are the country. And all these other things that the deep state has been saying about, you know, oh, it's the trans community. Oh, it's this, it's that, and the other thing. That's all BS. And they are the minority. The fake news, minority. The corrupt politicians in DC, minority. Everything that they've been pushing, minority. Because when people see the country behind Trump and he gets 80, 90% of the vote, is that going to wake a lot of people up? Yes, it is. People are finally going to see the truth. I think people see it now with the rallies, but when you see this on a large scale and you see the country vote for this man and the vote is 80, 85%, 90% of the people, that's when it really hits home. And the only way to show the people this is with paper. The only way to show the people the truth is to do this outside of the system. Can Trump win using their system? I do believe he can. Because I think we have so many people behind Trump right now that it's too big to rig. I don't think they could do what they did back in 2020. This is why I do believe they have two separate plans, pre and post. And yes, they will try to stop him every step of the way after he is the winner. I think he'll be the winner the first time and a winner the second time. And they will try to stop him every step of the way. Remember what they've been telling us. They want to use the 14th Amendment on him, just like they wanted to use it back in 2020. It failed. So what they're going to do is they're going to say that the Trump supporters, the people that are behind him, they are the ones that are angry. They're the ones that are rioting. He didn't accept the election results, I think, the first time around. And they're going to try to make the case that, hey, since he didn't accept it, he called out his people. they're now rioting in D.C., and they're going to try to make the case that it's Trump that's orchestrating all this. But again, it's not going to be the Trump supporters. It's going to be the illegals. It's going to be Antifa. It's going to be people dressed up as Trump supporters. They're going to try to make a go of this, but I do believe this is falling into what Trump wants them to do because he wants all these people exposed. Remember, Nancy Pelosi, she's not in charge this time. And I do believe with this event, people are going to demand that we have a do-over, if it comes to that, that we have paper, that we have voter ID. Remember, think optics. Trump, yes, wants the SAVE Act, but he's allowing the event to drive all of this. And I do believe the event will drive it all. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. It'd be great if we just win and we use their system. It's too big to rig and we win and everything is fine. He becomes president and everything's great. But I don't think the deep state players play that way. And you could see exactly what they're doing out in North Carolina. They don't care about the American people. They rather see the American people die. They rather see the American people suffer. And I think it's becoming clearer and clearer to every single American that this is truly the case. And you can see the deep state players are having a very, very difficult time managing all this because people are continually putting out the truth. People are continually questioning them. And people are showing exactly what's going on out in North Carolina. And once the Hurricane Milton hits Florida, Kamala's going to have another disaster on her hand. Biden's going to have another disaster on her hand. And the people are going to see very, very clearly exactly how they handle disasters and how they come to the aid of the conservatives, because that's really what's happening. It's hitting conservative areas. And the people now are watching very, very closely and carefully. But you can see the deep state players, they're having a very difficult time explaining why they're not helping the way they should be helping. Storm has arrived on X, put this out and said, holy shit, you can't hate these people enough. The FEMA administrator just claimed that they can't get people what they need because of misinformation. It's frankly disappointing that we're having to deal with this narrative. The fact that there's a few leaders that are having a hard time telling the difference between fact and fiction is creating an impotence to our ability to actually get people the help they need. She's talking about Trump, by the way. Oh, and then Morning Joe chimes in and suggests it could be foreign powers. Man, these people are toast. Now, really think about it. Have we seen pictures of FEMA staging areas where they have the food, supplies, water? Have we seen groups of FEMA people going up into the areas to rescue the people? Do you see all the helicopters coming in, flying over, rescuing the people? How come we haven't really seen any of this? It's very, very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is that Tom Tillis put this out and he said, the last thing that the victims of Helene need right now is political posturing, finger pointing, or conspiracy theories that only hurt the response effort. Now, what's very funny about this is that Kamala headquarters used his quote and then he responded to this because Kamala headquarters thought this was to all the conspiracy theorists, all those people that are putting up misinformation and disinformation. And remember, there is no such thing as misinformation, disinformation. There's information. The people decide what is true information, what's false information. So once again, we have Tom Tillis. He responded to this and said, VP Harris, I was talking about politicians like you using this disaster for political posturing, claim to be working around the clock while you don't even plug in your headphones for a stage photo op. Where were you as Fort Liberty troops were standing by for days? So they use this and he said, no, this is about you, not about everyone else. And what's very interesting is we can see the North Carolina town residents, they've been saying nobody's bringing in supplies except civilians. And where's the big staging areas for FEMA? Where's all their supplies? Where are they bringing these supplies to the people? Where is all of this? It's not happening. And what's very interesting is Glenn Beck and Corey Mills, they spoke with the only FEMA crew they could find in Asheville, North Carolina. And it was stationed off the main road where no Hurricane Helene victims could easily see them. They said, we got here yesterday, a week late. They could go online, make a phone call, or use an app to get them in the system. The app is great. They don't have, but the problem is the people don't have internet. So how do people know this location exists? They're not walking down there going, holy crap, thank God FEMA's here. It makes no sense what they're doing. And actually, this focuses a lot on DEI, if you really think about it. And the other thing that's very interesting is that there was this government helicopter that flew over all the supplies that were laid out in the parking lot. And by the way, this wasn't FEMA supplies. This was volunteers and everyone else bringing in supplies. They flew down very, very low. The pilots were masked. No one knew who they were. And they started to blow things all around. This is absolutely unbelievable in what they're doing. And they keep saying that, oh, no, it's all misinformation and disinformation about the money that FEMA needs because Congress really got to get on this and Congress has to give us a lot more money. Well, if you really think about it, when they send money to Lebanon or Ukraine, do they just send money? All of a sudden, they just announce, hey, we're sending another $300 million. Hey, by the way, we're sending another $700 billion. Did Congress get involved in that? No, absolutely not. And what's very interesting about all this, and Insurrection Barbie put this out, she said, debunking the new leftist talking point about now it's Republicans' fault FEMA ran out of money. Congress does not need to reconvene and issue more money to FEMA because they already got $20 billion. Let me repeat that one more time. $20 billion. It's not Republicans' fault that FEMA is run by a bunch of Marxists who use all their money for illegals. That sounds like the fault of Democratic Party and their idiotic priorities. Absolutely. So where's all this money going? Libs of TikTok put this out and said, FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund monthly report reveals that nearly $4 billion was spent on COVID-19 aid in September of 2024, the most of any month since October 2023. Billions of dollars are being spent on pandemic that's been over for years while Helene victims are struggling. So wait a minute. Why would they be sending all of this for COVID? There's no COVID going on right now. Oh, wait, they're money laundering? Is this being siphoned off for the illegals? Remember, they already sent like $363 million for the illegals. So once again, they're lying to the people. And what are they focused on? What's FEMA focused on? Well, FEMA is focused on equity in disaster relief. So basically, they're focused on racism. And Wokeness put this out and said, FEMA disaster preparedness meeting. We should focus our efforts on LGBTQIA people. They struggled before the storm. FEMA relief is no longer about getting the greatest good for the greatest amount of people. It's about disaster equity. Don Jr. responded to this and said the following. Every FEMA employee focused on DEI is a FEMA employee not focused on saving as many American lives as possible. Absolutely. And we know that they've been spending this money on illegals. Now we know that $4 billion of it has been going towards COVID, and COVID hasn't existed in years. There's no pandemic anymore, which means they are laundering the money, and most likely it's going to the illegals. They just diverted all the funds. This is why we're having a problem. Amuse put this out and said, the Democrats are claiming FEMA has two different budgets, one for migrant resettlement and one for disaster relief. The truth is, Congress never allocated FEMA any money to fund Kamala Harris's open border policy. They just took the money. Just listen to Mayorkas. He told everyone what they were doing.
Playing a pivotal role in our shelter and services program that is poised to distribute $363 million to cities and communities in need of funding.
We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
And that should tell you everything you need to know. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. The great people of North Carolina are being stood up by Harris and Biden, who are giving almost all of the FEMA money to illegal migrants in what is now considered to be the worst rescue operation in the history of the U.S. On top of that, billions of dollars is going to foreign countries. North Carolina has been virtually abandoned by Kamala. Drop her like she drop you. Vote for Trump. Trump, MAGA 2024. Absolutely. And I think the country now is starting to see this. And when Hurricane Milton hits Florida, we're going to see probably the same thing. Yes, Florida has DeSantis. DeSantis has things ready to go. But you're not going to see FEMA all of a sudden jump to attention and head down to Florida and be there ready to move. I do believe you're probably going to see the same exact problem that you see out in North Carolina. And this is going to wake up a lot of people saying, okay, here's two disasters. She can't handle either of them. None of them are being handled. Now, wait until there's an event. Wait until there's war. Wait until there's an economic collapse. People are going to really wake up and they're going to see that these people, they don't care about the American people. And let's talk about our health. You guys know I'm always on the lookout for ways to strengthen immunity and gut health, improve my fitness and metabolism, and enhance my skin and hair radiance. Well, I recently discovered an incredible product, Armra Colostrum. You've all heard about Armra Colostrum by now. It's been the best kept secret of industry insiders for a while, but word is finally getting out, and for a good reason. Armra Colostrum is everywhere these days, and when I first heard about it, I thought it was almost too good to be true. Thousands and thousands of people reporting absolutely transformational health benefits, tens of thousands of people saying they feel healthier and stronger. And what does it do? Well, it strengthens your immunity. It fortifies your gut health. It combats bloating and you'll feel lighter. It ignites your metabolism. It strengthens your gut barrier to guard against toxins, chemicals, and pollutants that can drive inflammation and slow down metabolism. It vitalizes hair growth. Colostrum bioactives have also been shown to reactivate hair follicle stem cells, optimize the hair microbiome, feed regenerative nutrients to the scalp, and work to combat hair loss by guarding against chemical-induced damage to the follicle. It enhances your skin radiance and it fuels your performance and recovery. It harnesses the closely guarded secret of elite athletes long prized for its unrivaled ability to take performance to its apex. Specifically, colostrum has been shown to improve fitness endurance by 20%, decrease recovery time by over 50% after intense exercise, improve stamina, and specifically build your lean muscle mass. We've worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/X22 or enter X22 to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/X22 or click the link in the description. When war approaches, people are going to see that they want war. They don't want peace. And what's very interesting is you could see what they've been doing. All the money has been going to Venezuela, illegals, Nicaragua, illegals, and Haiti, illegals. This is why the charts are off the charts in all these different illegals coming into this country. It's absolutely unbelievable. Now, what's very interesting is that when Trump had the debate and J.D. Vance had the debate, they talked about Haitians. And they talked about how the Haitians were eating pets, and this happened out in Ohio. And all of a sudden, we had Kamala Harris's friend who runs this organization decided to sue Trump and J.D. Vance because of what they said. And an Ohio court referred the case to county prosecutors, but rejected the group's demand to issue arrest warrants right now. They wanted both of them arrested, which is absolutely ridiculous. And again, they saw different information. They saw police reports. They saw cats on grills. They saw other people talking about how their pets went missing. There was one lady with fur in her teeth. So you know something? It's not that far-fetched. And I think people are starting to understand and realize this. And you could see that what's happening here in this country is not just happening here, but it's happening around the world, except Hungary, because Hungary, Viktor Orban there says, we don't accept illegals. And their country is doing very, very well. But Britain and Germany are home to more illegal migrants than any other European nation. And this should tell you everything you need to know. They want to change the fabric of the entire world, the Western world. And this is why they're pushing so hard. But I do believe as they push, it continually gets worse and worse for them because people see the replacement. They see what they're doing. They're not bringing in people that want to assimilate. They're bringing in people that are criminals that belong in an insane asylum. I mean, people are putting out videos where this Spanish couple's walking in the park with their child and this nut job, who's an illegal immigrant, decided to hit the child. I mean, this is how crazy it is. And the other thing that's really crazy is what's coming out with Diddy. Because now the celebrities, they're panicking. And they have quietly paid off victims to avoid being named publicly. And this is coming from Tony Busby, and that is Diddy's lawyer, saying that major celebrities are scrambling because They don't want this information out there. Elon Musk is out there saying the deep state players, they are panicking like we've never seen before because they're afraid when Trump gets into office, he's going to release Epstein's black book. I do believe the information is going to get out there no matter what. Is it going to come from Trump? I think it's going to come from other places. If you look at Trump's strategy and his tactics, he doesn't just say, hey, here's the declassified information. Hey, by the way, here's the black book. It comes out in all different directions at the deep state at the right time. Remember, optics are very, very important. And as we move into the presidential election, you could see the deep state players, they're panicking. They don't have control over the information. We have Hillary Clinton out there saying, listen, if we can't censor people, we're screwed. And if we can't censor people, we're going to have to move to the next phase of our plan. We can't allow people to talk. And what's very interesting, since she said that, we know that China has been hacking into the telecom companies. And don't you find it interesting that AT&T, Verizon, all the telecom companies, they're having major problems and we're seeing outages? We just had an outage with Verizon, which is kind of odd, don't you think? Verizon went down across the U.S., leaving users unable to make phone calls, send text messages, or surf the web. So it went out in New York City, D.C., Phoenix. They had the highest concentration of reported issues. Now, remember, Verizon services how many people across the country? 143 million users in the U.S. So if there is a cyber attack, if the telecom companies go down, people are not going to get information because they won't be able to use their phones. But what happens if Elon Musk flips on his satellites and allows his satellites to communicate with the phones? I do believe that system's already there. They're already testing it. How difficult would it be to say everybody gets it? I don't think it's that difficult. I think all they have to do is flip a switch. I think it's prepared and ready to go, waiting for the moment when the deep state players decides, you know something, let's shut down information. And I do believe that day is approaching very, very quickly. And you could see with Hillary Clinton panicking over censorship, you could see that they're getting very, very worried because if they can't control the flow of information, they've lost control. And if they lose control, there's no way they can cheat in the election, no way they can maintain the narrative. It makes it very, very difficult for them. So I do believe they might be preparing for the next phase. And what's very interesting is we know as we get closer to the presidential election, we know that the deep state players, they're going to pull out all the stops. Trump already let us know that they're going to drop all sorts of bombs, which means they're going to try many different things. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they understand that this is coming. He told us it was coming. They understand the playbook. And we know that there's going to be certain events that are going to happen. There might be October surprises and November surprises. We might see both because remember, they have a pre-plan and a post-plan. So the FBI right now, they are warning of a high threat of terror attack in the U.S. And it says, beware of your surroundings. Remember, this is October 7th. This is the one-year anniversary when Hamas, the terrorists, went into Israel and they decided to rape, kill, and take hostages. And of course, have the hostages been returned? No, most of them are dead. Hamas still has the hostages. And we still have the same story from Kamala and Biden. Ceasefire, 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 which is absolutely ridiculous. That plan right there doesn't work. So you need a different plan. You need to say, Hamas, if you don't give up the hostages, you will be destroyed in a moment. Hey, that's what Trump says. So again, you can see that Kamala and Joe, they're really not pushing to have Hamas give up, have Hezbollah give up. Actually, what they're trying to do is they're actually trying to start a war. Now, what's very interesting, Joe Biden and Kamala, they decided to basically trade the Russian arms trafficking kingpin Victor Bout for Brittany Griner. So the basketball player came back who hates America. We gave Russia the Russian arms dealer. And now the Russian arms dealer is doing what? He's selling arms to the Houthis, to the terrorists. So let's see. We have Griner, who complains about America, hates America, plays basketball. We gave them a Russian arms dealer. Now the Russian arms dealer is giving or selling arms to terrorists that are fighting against the United States. It's absolutely unbelievable. But again, what are people seeing? That people are seeing the truth of the matter. Sometimes you got to show the people the truth. See, when you tell people that and you say, look what they're doing here. They're releasing a arms dealer who's a terrorist. People go, oh, no, but we're getting our person back. But now we're fighting terrorists that are being armed by this guy. See, sometimes you just got to show the people. But it looks like things are about to change in Iran. And Reza Pahlavi put this out on X and said, today the Middle East is on the cusp of conflict, but another fight is raging, that of the Iranian people. Their fight presents our region with historic opportunity. Therefore, in the coming hours, I will deliver a message on behalf of my compatriots to Iran's neighbors. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And maybe we will see changes in Iran, because I do believe the mission of Israel is to eradicate the state-funded terrorists and to have the Iranian people take back their country. And let's see how this all plays out, because we can see the direction that we're moving in. And I do believe the direction we're moving in is to remove the deep state, state-funded terrorists across the globe. And we can see that happen in Ukraine. We could see it's happening in the Middle East. And I do believe most likely it's going to happen in Taiwan. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the deep state players, they're going to try to cheat with ballots. And they're going to try to scare as many people as possible to stay home and not go to the voting center and to mail in their ballots so they can mail in a lot more ballots. And they want states to change the laws back. A lot of the states changed the laws, and Trump and the Patriots, they made a lot of roadblocks for the deep state players. And coincidentally, days after the International Bird Flu Summit, all of a sudden new cases of bird flu in humans are now being reported. Are they now pushing this in October? Is this an October surprise to scare the people? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see how this goes. But we know that they were planning on something. Because again, how are you going to cheat with the ballots? You got to have the same setup that you had back in 2020 or something very, very similar. And if you can't pull that off, then you're going to have to move to the second phase. So it looks like they're going to give it a go, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the Democrats, they're in full panic mode right now because the Republican in key Senate races are catching them off guard. And what's very interesting about all this is that, and this is coming out of Axios, and it says there are alarm bells ringing in the state, arguing the race is much tighter than what public polling has shown. So they're telling you that the public polling is not telling you the truth. Their internal polling is saying, holy crap, the Republicans now are in the lead. The people are siding with the Republican people. We might lose the Senate. We might lose the House. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the RNC is suing Fulton County Elections Director for refusing to hire Republican poll workers. Only 15 Republicans hired out of the more than 800 election staff. And this is very, very interesting. Under Georgia law, political parties are entitled to submit lists of qualified individuals to serve as poll workers and election officials and are required to ensure balanced representation from both parties at polling places. And according to the lawsuit, the RNC and its affiliates claim that Williams has outright ignored their list, violating the state law meant to ensure fair elections. Out of the 62 qualified Republicans submitted to work on election day, only six were hired. Similarly, of the 45 Republicans who applied for early voting positions, a mere nine were selected. Now, again, for their cheating system to work, you need certain people in place, and you can't have people that are actually watching and those people that are going to point things out. You need to have people that are criminals. You need to have the criminal syndicate in place to make sure that you're able to cheat in the election. Remember, it just doesn't happen with the mail-ins. You got to feed them in. So you need the people on the ground. This is why they don't want the Republicans out there. This is why they push back. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the RNC, they don't have a single election attorney to prevent voter fraud in Arizona, as 218,000 voters are registered without verifying citizenship. So that is very, very interesting. And I do believe one of the attorneys who was supposed to fight for election integrity actually just resigned, which is very, very interesting. Because you got to remember, not all Republicans are all for MAGA. Remember, it's the Uniparty. So basically, we're starting to see the RNC start to separate, and you're starting to see those people that are saying, you know something, I'm not part of this, I'm out. And you could see it very, very clearly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Joel Berry put this out, and we've talked about this before. This is the UOCAVA, the Overseas Program. And Elon Musk says, is this for real? Are they really going to try to use this? Are they going to use this to manipulate the elections? Trump responded to this and said, lawyers at RNC, stop this fraud now. And they need to stop it because there's fraud all over the place. And remember, before, the RNC, the Uniparty, the rhinos, they just allowed all of this to happen. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they're calling everyone out on this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Kamala Harris text 150,000 students from all Arizona universities, including ASU and U of A. They've received a text from Kamala, from her campaign, telling the students to vote for her. So how did Kamala Harris get access to all of Arizona College students' phone numbers? How did they get access to all of this to text them? Jake Hoffman responded to this and said, Kamala exploits private student data for campaign. It is illegal for political campaigns to access personally identifiable information or public university students within Arizona. This is a major security breach. I'll be opening a full Senate investigation immediately. So where did they get this? Remember all the hacks? Remember when all the universities and all Social Security and the rest, they were being hacked? It looks like the deep state players have been gathering information and they're up to their old tricks here. But is it going to work? I don't think so. I don't think it's going to work the way they think it's going to work, because we could see already that with the poly market, Trump has jumped to 54% and Kamala Harris is at 45%. And when you look at it, you could see Kamala and Trump, they're going in the opposite direction. She is collapsing before everyone's eyes. So as these prediction markets start to show people the truth, start to show people that, hey, these poll numbers are fake, people are going to really start to wake up. And this is where the deep state players, this is where they're going to panic. Because as the prediction markets show that, hey, look, Trump is up to 60%, Kamala's down to 40%. As this continues on, this does not work in the favor of the deep state players. Because remember, they need to keep the election results very, very close. If the election results start to separate, people start to understand and start to realize, wait a minute, Kamala doesn't have a chance. And if they show the race being very, very close when the elections are happening, people aren't going to buy it. Because like Trump said, when the election is too big to rig and you try to use the ballot, everyone can see the cheating. Everyone can see it and it becomes very, very clear. And I do believe this is how Trump is going to get them to admit that there was foreign interference coupled with domestic interference, because then that opens everything up for 2022, the midterms, and 2020, which is very, very interesting. The other thing that's very, very interesting is that Harry Enten put this out and said the president's party has never, at least back to 1980, won another term in the White House with so few Americans saying the U.S. is on the right track. 28% of the people in this country say the country's on the right track. And that is absolutely awful. So what they're saying is when it hits 25%, the party that's in the White House completely loses. Now think about what's going to happen as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. We've already had one disaster in North Carolina. We had disasters out in Afghanistan. We have the Middle East is on fire right now. And now we have another hurricane heading towards Florida. Start to add all this up. When another disaster hits, when we have an event in this country, which I do believe we're going to have one, I do believe we're going to see the economy start to really fall apart and people are going to feel it. I do believe people are going to believe that we're heading towards World War III. This number that the country's on the right track is going to plummet like we've never seen before, which means the White House, those individuals, Kamala and Biden, who are in the White House, they're done for. Now, the deep state players, they know this. They know that there's no way that they're going to be able to pull this off. And I think they're going to try until they can't try anymore. And when they can't try anymore, I think what they're going to have to do in the end is just say, okay, let Trump win the election. But what we'll do is we'll let everyone know that the elections were interfered by a foreign government. And I do believe this falls right into what Trump wants. It actually sets the stage to show people how the election system can be manipulated by foreign governments or even the criminal syndicate. Remember, I do believe Trump caught them in the act. I do believe the military caught them in the act with Space Force. They saw how the other countries around the world, which was running, they were run by the deep state players, they were accessing the election system. So you have the mules, you have the ballots, you have the people on the ground in the voting center feeding in the ballots, and you also have the manipulation from foreign governments driven by the criminal syndicates. Once people are okay with that, once the deep state brings it up, once the deep state says this is possible, you think the people are going to believe it? Yes, they just let it out there. Plays into Trump's hands. Exactly what he wants. Now, the proof has to be shown that 22 was also manipulated and 2020 was manipulated. The entire story that Trump was pushing a lie is going to completely and utterly fall apart. Because now, who's been lying to the public, to the American people, the deep state players? Because once you see it in 2024, people will say, well, did it happen in 2022? Did it happen in 2020? Can we see if it actually happened? Because you're showing us the proof for 2024. Let's see the other elections. Now, what happens when people realize, and it's shown that in 2020, the same exact thing happened. And this country's been run by the criminal syndicate illegally because they overthrew the United States government. Look how all of this is now coming together. I do believe Trump is setting up the optics perfectly while not setting up the optics. Really think about this for a second. And I do believe in the end, the people are going to learn the truth. And I do believe the stage has been set. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.